Tottenham get battered everywhere they go. Tottenham get battered everywhere they go. Everywhere they go. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Voice Note Review. It is myself, Louis Beneventi, here for the Chelsea Echo. So all things Tottenham 3, Chelsea 4. A massive result for the Blues as they step up their quest for a Premier League title, maybe? Nah, I'm just kidding. We're still the little horse and will remain so this season. But my word, what a performance by Chelsea Football Club. And specifically, Marco Correa's boots. Because Chelsea were 2-0 down early doors thanks to two big slips from the Spanish international. But guess what? We sorted it out in the end. Chelsea came back to win the game at 4-3. A Panenka from Cole Palmer making sure Chelsea got the victory. And Enzo Fernandez continuing his fantastic form after a divorce. Now, if you listen to Final Score with the score live, but you can obviously listen to it back as well, you will remember that I did say, if your life is in a rut and you're married, there's clearly one thing that needs changing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're struggling, get a divorce. That is the Enzo Fernandez way of thinking. A cracking performance by the Blues. Two big instances with poor refereeing from Anthony Taylor and the VAR team. Shock. Jared Gillett was involved in that as well. Two potential red cards that could have changed the game either way. Moises Caicedo, very early doors, should have got a red. And Dejan Kulusevski, doing his best impersonation of Tom Aspinall, should have got one as well. But there's enough talking from me. You're not just going to hear from me. You're going to hear from Tom, and you're going to hear from Dan and Enzo Maresca. So let's jump straight into it with what Dan thought about this great game for Chelsea Football Club.
It's hard not to just make this voice note, just continuous laughter, because so much to say. What an absolutely insane game of football. But I think the main thing, once again, I've been giving him so much credit in recent weeks. Enzo Fernandez, another goal for him, a key goal for him. Again, for Chelsea, I thought all round his performance was outstanding, especially in a game that was big for Maresca, big for Chelsea, and one they needed to find a way to win. And they did, even with the chaos of that opening 20 minutes, the chaos throughout the game. And I think for Chelsea, it's all around the spirit within the club, obviously, is the highest it's been in several years. And whether we're seriously in a title race or not, you've got to give so much credit to Maresca, who, you know, I've been proven wrong about, and some other players as well, seeing how well they did. And I don't think many of us could believe that it's gone so well, but also going 2-0 down in a difficult away game and thinking we could come back and win in the end quite comfortably. I don't think Chelsea would have been able to do that last season. I don't think they would have done it two seasons ago, especially. So it's looking like a great Christmas, and hopefully Chelsea can keep it up.
Dan's right. Chelsea, a couple of years ago, maybe last season, would definitely not come back into that game from 2-0 down. Obviously, a big player in that is Enzo Fernandez. And Dan and myself are rightly apologising on behalf of the entire Chelsea Echo team for our doubts about the Argentinian international. He seems to have found his feet once again. And lads, just saying, and ladies that are listening as well, if your life's in a rut, guys, all right, there's only one thing you can do to make it better. Get a divorce. But there are so many other players out there that performed so well for Chelsea that didn't get the flowers they deserve. And one player who seems to have found new life under Enzo Maresca and at Chelsea is Jadon Sancho. This is what the Italian had to say about him.
I said since we start that the reason why Jadon came here is because we think that Jadon is going to help us. Unfortunately, he had some small problems, so he was out for a while. Now he's back. The only thing he has to do is to continue in the same way. He cannot drop, otherwise he's not going to play. And tonight, about his performance and Pedro Neto, is on the ball. Both they were very good, but off the ball, they were running, full of Porro, full of Udogi. They were defensively very good, and this is what we need.
So, Jadon Sancho looks pretty set to be signing for Chelsea, because I don't know if you noticed, but I have a funny feeling if we carry on the way we are, Chelsea may be finishing above 14th, which was the clause which would see him move from Manchester United to Stamford Bridge. I wonder what Ruben Amorim is thinking about that, and maybe even Dan Ashworth, because there seems to be a little bit of a fire going on at Old Trafford. But we don't care about that, because this is the Chelsea Echo, and we're here to talk about Chelsea. And on the Chelsea Echo, where we talk about Chelsea, we also talk about some numbers. And Tom wants to give you the numbers on Jadon Sancho in Stat Shaggers.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Chelsea do it again at Tottenham. Three-point lane is what it was always known as, and it's starting to become that again. Nicholas Jackson couldn't quite be as effective as he was last year, but this year Cole Palmer was all over it. Enzo Fernandez is on fire at the moment, and Jadon Sancho, he's the player I want to talk about, really. Just an unbelievable goal. Really, really good goal. And I thought he was brilliant. I thought every touch he made was good. I don't think he put a foot wrong. And I know Palmer got man of the match. He would have been mine. He had 66 touches on the ball, 87% passes completed. Two key passes were made. And just generally, if you watch the game, I just thought he was our best player throughout the game. If you look at across the 90 minutes, I thought it was him. Lavia, first half, was brilliant as well. Second half, obviously, Palmer turns it on. Enzo turns it on. Caicedo, arguably lucky to be on the pitch, but doesn't matter. Got away with one, as did Kulusevski. But just get in. That is all I can say. Get in. We're second now. 2 points ahead of Arsenal. 4 ahead of City. 4 behind Liverpool. We've got a really nice run of games now, and you just got to say, let's keep going. Come on, a Chelsea.
So, Jadon Sancho, the magic man who seems he could be staying at Stamford Bridge and doing the business. The lad we saw at Dortmund could actually be coming to the Premier League. And boy, does that make me excited. But there are already players that play in Chelsea shirts that get everyone up off their feet. And there is a very obvious name on that list, because Cole Palmer, ladies and gentlemen, has broken a Chelsea record. Yes, that's right. One that has stood for over 20 years with 38 goal involvements in a calendar year. Cole Palmer breaks yet another record in Chelsea blue, and another record which no one expected him to break. So, cheers Pep for him. 38 goal contributions in a calendar year, taking over Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank. This boy is on for big things. And that big question was asked in the press conference.
Just going back to Cole, on current form, is he the most exciting and the best player in the Premier League right now?
For us, for sure. But then I think Premier League is full of top players, top talent. But Cole belong to that players.
He's so young, isn't he? He's sort of kind of so just instinctive.
I had Cole for 1 year, 4 years ago at City, under 23. So I know Cole from 4 or 5 years ago. The best thing from him is that 4 or 5 years ago, when he was with me under 23, he was in one way. And now, after 2 years, 20 goals, 30 goals, 25 goal assists, that everyone consider him one of the same, he's exactly the same guy. Low football, humble, no strange things. And this is the best thing for Cole, for young players. Because you know that today, young players, if they play one game good, they already think that they are, and they lose the balance. Call the best thing he has, that is always the same, don't change, and we are very happy with Cole.
So, Cole Palmer, the most exciting player in the Premier League, just behind Mo Salah in terms of goal contribution this season, could overtake him, and they both happen to be players that play for sides that maybe win a title race. No, I'm kidding, we're not, okay? Let's just keep your feet on the ground, guys, all right? Let's not have this conversation just yet. We're still a way away from having that chat about title charges. But just to reinforce and go through everything from the pod, Enzo Fernandez, I'm sorry. Enzo Maresca, I'm sorry. Cole Palmer, keep doing what you do best. We're not going to touch on the stupid stuff with Anthony Taylor. It's not worth it. Chelsea got the 3 points. It doesn't matter. PGMOL did their usual stuff with poor decisions. But like I said, that doesn't matter. Chelsea, second in the Premier League. A small gap, as Tom alluded to, with Arsenal sitting in third and a nice run of fixtures. Can Chelsea maintain it for a top four challenge and maybe even a title charge. Let us know, obviously, on all good platforms and on our Twitter, where we're always active and talking a lot of rubbish. That's what we do on the Chelsea Echo, and we'll continue to do so for you for the rest of the Premier League season. Myself and Dan will be back for the preview of the next Premier League fixture, and a cheeky little voice note one ahead of Astana as we go to Kazakhstan. We'll be back for that with Final Score, and of course make sure you stay locked in for everything Chelsea on the Chelsea Echo. I've been Louis. If you've enjoyed the pod, give us a 5-star review. That always helps us. Make sure you tell your nan, your dog, your hamster. If you have a Dan as well, tell your Dan, tell your Louis, tell your Toms, tell everybody you know about the Chelsea Echo, because we are the best Chelsea podcast out there, and we will get 3 points at 3-point lane every single time. Tottenham get battered everywhere they go, and so will I down at the pub. We'll see you guys later. Ta-da.